All right, we're going to get started with today's post-race media availabilities for the Lucas Oil 150. We are joined by Christopher Bell, who is now one of our Championship Four drivers. Christopher, why don't you just take us through that that end of the race there, and also the first stage where you clinched the playoff berth.
Yeah, our Toyota Tundra was extremely good all day long, and at the beginning of the race, it was lights out. It just rolled around there really nice, and the second stage, the 18, got a lot better. I could tell he was staying with me a lot more, and I was having to run a little bit harder. And then the third stage, he just got that thing rolling, and he was really, really fast. And I just started going a little bit tight there to fire off the third stage. And, you know, if it would have stayed green, I don't know if it would have been a good race in lap traffic. He was kind of struggling to get by the 29, and I was coming on him. But, you know, at the end of the race there, you're at a huge advantage to be on the outside. Because you have all the air on the side of your car, but you're playing with fire whenever you're trying to pinch that guy down, because he's struggling and he's freeing up whenever you're outside of him and causing him to lose momentum, but you run the risk of him crashing both of you. And that's something that, you know, everybody knows going into it, and you know, we were racing really hard, and unfortunately it didn't work out.
All right, we'll open up to questions for Christopher. Please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless mic to you. We'll go to Bob and then to Wolfgang.
Christopher, Bob Pockers, ESPN. How do you put kind of the frustration of today behind you for next weekend? Or since you've clinched a spot, are you not all that frustrated?
Well, it sucks to not win again. But, you know, there's nothing you can do about it. Homestead's a totally different racetrack than this. So what we did here today relates nothing to next weekend. So from starting midnight tonight, I put all my focus into the Xfinity race tomorrow, and then from there go to focus to Homestead. So like I said, nothing that happened here will have anything to do with Homestead. This track has nothing to do with Homestead. They're nothing alike. So you know, the Homestead's next week. It's a totally different racetrack and should be good.
We'll go to Wolfgang.
A question for you, Christopher. I'm over here. Can you give some details concerning the damage of the car? Just looking at it, it looks like pretty much okay. What was exactly damaged?
It was killed. I mean, it was junked. So there was, even if the tires were up, they felt like they were up, but there's no way I was going to be able to hold those guys off. The splitter was in the racetrack, and the thing's just junked.
Any final questions for Christopher? We'll have one more from Chris, and then we'll let Christopher go.
Chris Knight, catchfence.com. You're not mad at Noah, are you? I mean, would you just chalk it up to good hard racing?
No, there's, you know, that's when everybody who drives a truck or really any NASCAR, they're so, the aerodynamics are huge. So you're, like I said earlier, you're at a major advantage whenever you're on the outside, because you can just pinch that guy down and make him loose. And when they get loose, they lose momentum. So you're playing with fire whenever you do it, and that's the risk you run whenever you try and pinch someone down, and it didn't work out for me.
How much are you going to miss racing trucks?
I'm going to miss driving for Kalbusch Motorsports. They're a great group of people, and they're fun to be around, and you know, I'm going to make sure I still go and hang out with them. But it's going to be, you know, I don't know. It's kind of surreal thinking that I have one more truck race. So I'm going to enjoy every minute of it.
We'll go to Lee to wrap up with Christopher.
One last question. So, you're running for two championships next weekend, because you're also driving the Xfinity. You know, what kind of pressure is that? Because, I mean, you only have a handful of races, but here you are, you're running for the owner's points and the Xfinity Championship.
Well, I don't know about pressure, but it's great practice and great experience. Last year I was able to make the final four in the truck deal, and so that was great experience going into this year, where I, you know, have an awesome shot at winning a championship. So regardless of what happens next Saturday night at Homestead, it's going to be great experience for me, and I'll understand what that's like to be racing for a championship if the opportunity arises next year and I make it to Homestead. So that's the biggest thing. Toyota's done such a good job at making sure that I'm prepared for the next level. We saw it whenever I moved into the Truck Series. I ran the last three or four races to prepare for the following year, and you know, once again, I got the last three or four Xfinity races going into next year. So it's awesome to be able to run for a championship. I'm going to go out there and drive my heart out, and, you know, it's great practice for next year.
All right, thanks, Christopher. We'll see you in Miami next week.